الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of Truth. A selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints. February 16th, 1979, place, Alevi School, Tehran, subject, setting up the revolutionary courts and the punishment of the first group of criminals. Interviewer, an Itala'at newspaper reporter.
These criminals have been condemned in a special revolutionary court and punishment was meted out for their crimes. However, their real punishment will be meted out after their death. Very harsh retributions for such crimes and mass slaughter have been delineated in our divine book, the Quran. All criminals and accomplices to the Shah's crimes will receive their due punishment. Our great Islamic revolution will punish these criminals. From now on, the faithful and religious youth should not detain anyone without the knowledge of the revolution's provisional government and competent authorities. The Islamic Revolution will mete out the appropriate punishment for their crimes. It is imperative that the Muslim nation return to leading a normal life as soon as possible.
Peter Snow, News at 10, Paris.
We did the first long interview with the Ayatollah.
It is the temporary residence of the man who symbolizes the religious opposition to the Shah and who guides the movement to overthrow him. Have you considered it might be the time to compromise, to accept the concessions he's made to avoid the deaths of perhaps thousands of your followers?
If the Shah tells the truth, and he is honest in what he says, then he has to accept and submit to the demands of the people.
In any case, we were invited to the holy city of Qom to interview him there in his headquarters.
Date April 28, 1979. Place, the city of Qom, Iran. Subject, Decree of Islam about the transplant of the organs. Interviewer, educational radio television broadcaster and a kidney patient. From the point of view of Islam, what is the decree on transplant of organs?
In the case that the transplant facilitates saving a person from death, there is no objection from the point of view of religion.
What is the ordinance with regard to the transplant of a kidney of a person who dies in an accident and the transplant of the kidney of a person who donates it while he is alive to another kidney patient?
In the case of one who has died and his kidney is usable, it is allowed to use it to save the life of another human being with the permission of the parents and to transplant it to a sick human being who has no healthy kidney.
Does the Imam have any suggestions to make to the people regarding these types of kidney patients?
Of course. In case the life of a human being can be saved while the health of the kidney donor is safeguarded, there is no objection and is an extremely good thing to do. I hope that philanthropic individuals undertake this self-sacrifice and save the lives of their brothers. I hope that God grants them good health and all of them become prosperous and healthy. And this is allowed, provided their own health is safeguarded, and with a donation of a kidney, in the same manner that we have seen, they survive. Therefore, those who have two kidneys, if in case they undertake this good deed and this self-sacrifice for their sick brothers, will be doing an extremely good thing, and God shall reward them.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.